All right, good afternoon, everybody. Today I'm going to be talking about syphilis screening, and in case you were wondering, yes, I have this graph, too. So in the United States, the reported number of primary and secondary syphilis cases reached a historic low in the year 2000, and since then, the reported number of syphilis cases has been increasing. And syphilis epidemiology has shifted away from heterosexuals to men who have sex with men, or MSM. And since 2007, the number of reported syphilis cases among MSM has more than doubled, and in 2014, MSM accounted for 61% of all reported primary and secondary syphilis cases in the United States. So since 2006, CDC has recommended that all sexually active MSM receive routine annual laboratory screening for common STDs, including syphilis, and more frequent syphilis is recommended for MSM at increased risk and their sex partners. So given the increased burden in syphilis among MSM in the United States and the recommendation for syphilis screening among sexually active MSM, there's a need to examine patterns of syphilis screening and diagnosis among this group. The objective of this analysis is to assess changes in self-reported syphilis screening and diagnosis among sexually active MSM from 2008 to 2014 using data from CDC's National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System, or NHBS. So NHBS was established in 2003 to help state and local health departments monitor prevalence of and trends in sexual risk and drug use behaviors, HIV, HCV, and STD screening and diagnoses, and the use of HIV prevention services in populations at increased risk for HIV. And NHBS data are collected in annual rotating cycles, which focus on one at-risk population per year. So this includes MSM, persons who inject drugs, and heterosexuals at high risk for HIV infection. And this analysis that I'm going to present today analyzes data from the 2008, 11, and 14 MSM cycles. So the data from these years were collected in these 20 U.S. cities, and in each year, a local health department staff in each city utilized venue-based sampling, or VBS, to interview approximately 500 sexually active MSM for a total sample size of over 30,000 interviews across the 3 years of data collection. In these years, persons were eligible to participate if they were male, were current residents of a participating city, were age 18 or older, could complete the interview in English or Spanish, and reported having ever had sex with another man. And in order to focus on sexually active MSM, this analysis was limited to participants who reported having had sex with a man during the past 12 months. So during the NHBS interview, participants reported their health and risk behaviors, including syphilis screening, defined as having been tested for syphilis in the past 12 months and diagnosis in the past 12 months. Analysis of syphilis diagnosis was limited to participants who reported syphilis screening in the past year. We calculated percentages of syphilis screening and diagnosis by selected characteristics for each year, and changes were assessed using Poisson regression models with generalized estimating equations clustered on a recruitment event within each city and robust standard errors to account for the venue-based sampling methodology. We calculated both adjusted and unadjusted prevalence ratios in 95% confidence intervals to measure the linear change per three-year interval, but in this case, I only present the unadjusted results because they didn't differ from the adjusted models. Okay, so first I'm going to talk about the analysis of past year syphilis screening. Overall, syphilis screening in the past 12 months increased significantly among sexually active MSM from 38% in 2008 to 49% in 2014. Syphilis screening also increased among Black, Hispanic, Latino, and white MSM, although the gains among non-white MSM primarily occurred from 2011 to 2014. And despite the observed increases, less than one half of MSM interviewed in 2014 reported having been screened for syphilis in the past 12 months. Further, we saw increases in syphilis screening among MSM with and without health insurance, as well as those who had and had not visited a healthcare provider in the past year. In all years, high prevalence of MSM with higher prevalence of MSM with health insurance were screened for syphilis than those who did not have health insurance. Similarly, MSM who saw a healthcare provider in the past year were more likely to be screened for syphilis than those who had not. However, even among MSM interviewed in 2014 who saw a healthcare provider in the past year, only 54% reported having been screened for syphilis during that time. Syphilis screening also increased regardless of the number of sex partners and HIV status. In 2014, MSM reported having had more than who reported having had more than 10 sex partners in the past 12 months, and those who reported that they were HIV positive had the greatest percentages of syphilis screening of any subgroups we investigated, and those were 65% and 68% respectively. All right, so next I'm going to talk about results from our analysis of syphilis diagnosis. And remember, this analysis is limited to only those MSM who reported having been screened for syphilis in the past 12 months. So from 2008 to 2014, diagnoses increased among MSM overall and among black MSM, but not Hispanic, Latino, or white MSM. In 2014, 11% of MSM who were screened in the past year were diagnosed with syphilis. Similarly, syphilis diagnoses increased among MSM who had health insurance and those who had visited a healthcare provider in the past year. However, changes in diagnoses among MSM without health insurance and those who had not visited a healthcare provider in the past year were not significant. Finally, syphilis diagnoses increased among MSM who had had more than 10 sexual partners in the past year and those who were HIV positive. But changes in diagnoses among MSM with 10 or fewer sexual partners and those who are HIV negative were not significant. And in 2014, 21% of HIV positive MSM reported having been diagnosed with syphilis in the past year. So the analysis has some limitations. First, the MSM were interviewed in 20 U.S. cities, and our results may not be generalizable to all of the U.S. or all MSM in the U.S. Second, while our models accounted for clustering typically associated with venue-based sampling, the data are not weighted to account for the method. Third, the data are self-reported and may be subject to social desirability bias or limited by participants' knowledge of what they were tested for. And finally, we estimated prevalence ratios assuming a linear trend in each unit of time, that is every 3 years. However, this assumption is difficult to assess with only three time points. So in conclusion, we examined changes in self-reported syphilis screening and diagnoses among MSM from 2008 to 2014 in order to advance our understanding of screening and diagnosis patterns of syphilis among MSM in the United States. We found that self-reported syphilis screening in the past 12 months increased from 2008 to 2014 overall and among all subgroups of MSM we looked at. However, despite these increases, less than half of sexually active MSM interviewed in 2014 reported recent syphilis screening. Reported syphilis screening was less than 70% among key subgroups of MSM, including those with many sex partners, those with HIV infection, and those with access to healthcare. Among MSM who had been screened, syphilis diagnoses increased from 2008 to 2014. In 2014, 11% of MSM reported a recent syphilis diagnosis. Syphilis prevalence was highest among MSM who were black, who were without health insurance, and who reported having had many sex partners in the past year, and also those who had HIV. And these results emphasize the importance of identifying and removing barriers to syphilis screening among MSM and ensuring syphilis treatment is available to MSM in order to strengthen syphilis prevention and control. And before I open it up for questions, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Drs. Chen An, Gabriella Paz-Bailey, and Kyle Bernstein, for all their work making this analysis and presentation possible. Thank you.
question.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wonder about, you know, this is venue-based sampling, right? And mm-hmm. the venues are places, could you say a bit about the venues?
So the venues are places MSM congregate. We try to limit the venues to places where 50% of the men would meet our eligibility criteria, so 50% of the men are MSM. They're primarily bars and clubs, but we also include bookstores, coffee shops, restaurants, parks, street corners, if they fit. So we try to run the gamut, but they are physical venues.
Yeah, and I always wonder what impact that has on findings. I mean, you were showing trends, and it's been done in those venues over time.
Yep.
So that's not a question, but as to the absolute value that you're observing at any given time, do you know how the MSM that are in care in this survey and their recall of syphilis testing compares to MMP nationwide? Is that a valid comparison, or are they they're probably still very different populations? I mean,
Yeah, I think they would be very different populations still. You know, it's really hard to say. We're in cities with high HIV burden, so I would venture that if we do have a bias, it's probably towards more screening than less.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's hard to evaluate that. We haven't compared it to MMP, but that's a great idea. So I'll look into that. I don't know if it's possible or not.
Or I suppose local jurisdictions could also make that comparison with their own local data if they're participating in both those surveys.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right,
yep.
Thank you.